This is All About Living with Carol Colby. All About Living is brought to you by Gunderson Funeral Home Cremation Care, Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, Home Health United, The Medicine Shop Monona, Independent Living. All About Living with Carol Colby.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome again to All About Living. Always here Saturday noons on WTDY 1670 AM. Also available on www.carolcobyradio.com. Carol Colby, K-O-B-Y radio.com. All programs are posted, so if you can't listen at noon on Saturday, you certainly can at your convenience. We try to make it available to you at the time that's most convenient for you. If you're out of the listening area, the programs are also streamed on WTDY.com. So if you're lollygagging someplace on a beach somewhere and you think, oh my gosh, I'm going to be missing my favorite program, you can pull out your laptop or whatever and tune into WTDY as well. We're also on Facebook and Twitter, so like us on Facebook. We like when you like us on Facebook. So I hope that somehow we connect with all of you in one of the above ways that I mentioned. Recently, I caught a little excerpt of a program on television, Regis and Kelly. I think Regis is leaving now after many, many years. Talk about an active senior and one who is productive in life and living life to its fullest and is totally, I think, although he gets teased about it, he's ageless because of who he is and what he does, and it doesn't matter what age that he's associating with. He is just one amongst the group. But he is certainly a role model. And Kelly Ripa was doing a little segment where she was going to be meeting Michelle Obama, and they were going to pull it up on the air. And then they showed that segment, and she was meeting at a school in Washington, D.C., and the school looked like it was primarily African-Americans and other minorities. And she was so excited to be with them, and she said, "We are going to go to the White House. We're going to run to the White House so we all can meet Michelle Obama." And so the kids all got on the street, and they ran 1.5 miles running to the White House. And, of course, Michelle Obama was there and greeted them on the lawn, each one individually, and then talked to them all. And it was all about healthy living and just keeping moving and running to wherever you're going with enthusiasm, with psychological enthusiasm, and with the physical activities of your body. And she was engaging them kind of in the interactive. You know, now kids, when you see your other friends, what are you going to tell them to do? Keep moving and exercise. And they were just all excited, you know, raising their hands with these answers. But this really is another setting the scene of what the national message is becoming. And I say that along with describing Regis Philbin as well, because we're going to tie it into the seniors and the senior movement. September, which is just around the corner, is National Senior Center Month. And the end of the month is Active Aging Week. And the seniors in many cities across the country are developing programs that are ageless, that are participative, and that are promoting active living for young people, for children, and for adults, and they're all going to do it together. And I bet by the time that they're through working together, if you ask them, well, how old is this child or how old is that older person, they wouldn't even think age. They would just think of them as what they meant to them and the whole experience. So it's one of my definitions of ageless experience that works for everyone. And this program is fortunately coming to Madison, Wisconsin. The thanks are due to Christine Beatty, who is the executive director of the Madison Senior Center, one of the role model senior centers in the country. And she has been very active both locally to inspire the senior center movement here in Madison and in Wisconsin and nationally. And she has connected in the past with an organization called the Oasis Institute. And the Oasis Institute is located in St. Louis, Missouri, and is the national headquarters for programs and the psychological inspiration for seniors, our older adults, to be active for life. And on the phone with me is Pat Gilbert, who is the Civic Engagements Director of the Oasis Institute. And in the studio is Christine Beattie, Executive Director of the Madison Senior Center. And together they have been working on and will be launching right now the CATCH program here in Madison, Coordinated Approach to Child Health, Teaching Healthy Habits to Young People by Older Adults. So welcome both of you. Pat, a pleasure to have you on our program, even though it's long distance. And Christine, wonderful to have you in the studio today.
My pleasure, Carol. Always glad to be with you.
Well, and it's so, I've been looking forward to this program because I said it's going to be fun just talking about this kind of civic engagement and getting young people involved and older people involved and everybody coming together in a multi-generational fashion is, I think, the wave of the future. So tell me a little bit about, from your perspective, how this came about and what we can expect here in Madison with this CATCH program.
Well, Madison Senior Center is very delighted that Oasis chose us to launch this CATCH Healthy Habits program here in Madison. We have a national reputation for mobilizing older adults around issues of importance in our community, and certainly childhood obesity is one of those issues that is taking the stage. You mentioned Michelle Obama. She's taken that banner and held it high, and I think the awareness in our country about not only childhood obesity, but obesity among adults. I just read just a quick little fact that 27% of adults in Wisconsin are obese, and that would be a BMI reading of over 30.
That's a body mass index, which is a key indicator to obesity and the key indicator to whether or not you're at risk for major health issues as a result.
That's right. What we know is that being overweight can lead to health risk factors for all people. And to think that our children are reaching the obesity milestone even in second grade and third grade and fourth grade, it just breaks your heart to think of kids not being healthy and well at that age.
Well, I have read statistics on the fact that as the population ages and our lifespans are extending and expanding, that the way the health and the obesity and the lifestyles of young people today are such that our lifespans today as older adults may be longer than our children's will be just because of the lifestyle and the the bad habits.
Right.
They're just not, you know, years ago we didn't have all the fancy modes of television or videos or transportation, and people were out and outside and moving and walking, and they just lived inconveniently because there weren't all the conveniences that we have today.
Well, and we find families eating out more. I think the statistic is that 15% more families eat out 15% more than they did in the past, and that leads maybe to some unwise choices in terms of foods, and the number of children who are on their computers for a significant part of the day or watching television. So we're concerned about our young people.
And there was a recent study to ask children what their favorite vegetable is.
Indeed, French fries.
Isn't that amazing? I would have thought corn, you know, because all kids seem to like corn. But French fries, and they put down that's the number one vegetable.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, doesn't that tell you what the problem is? So tell me what the CATCH program will be.
Well, let's ask Pat to share that. She's our St. Louis expert on this program, and I'd love to get her view on that.
All right, Pat, welcome. We haven't had a chance to have you participate yet. Explain a little bit about the Oasis Institute and this specific program, CATCH, so what your expectations are based on the experience you've had with other cities in the country.
Okay. The Oasis Institute is the headquarters for our national network. We promote successful aging through lifelong learning, through health programs, and through volunteer engagement. We're almost 30 years old. We have programs in 30 U.S. cities, and by the end of 2012, as we're expanding this new CATCH Healthy Habits project, we'll be working in 40 cities across the United States. We really engage older adults in programs that stimulate the intellect, promote health, and encourage active engagement in the community. We have for many years had intergenerational programs. We've recognized the benefit of bringing the generations together to really benefit both. And Catch Healthy Habits is our second major intergenerational initiative. The term CATCH stands for Coordinated Approach to Child Health. And CATCH is a evidence-based curriculum. It's almost 30 years old. It's been used in schools and in after-school programs, and it's proven to improve the health of children. So what we have done with Catch Healthy Habits is taken this existing curriculum and worked with the developers at various universities, University of Texas in particular this time, to make it a program that doesn't just work during the school day with a PE teacher or professional, but we have adapted the curriculum so that the teachers this time are adults 50 plus. Teams of volunteers come into an after school or a summer setting and work with kids. And it's kindergarten through fifth grade. So we have two components for the program, the kindergarten through second graders and grades 3 through 5. So we have three parts, really, to the sessions when the adult and the children get together. I kind of like to refer to it as a 10-20-30 approach. We have 10 minutes for preparing and eating a healthy snack. And this in itself can be kind of different in an after-school setting. It's not just any snack, but it's a snack that's proven to be healthy and a good choice for children. The 20 minutes is a nutrition lesson. And it's not just let's have an adult stand and talk, but it's very interactive and engaging so that the children are engaged in discussions and a variety of activities. And then very important, it's the 30 in the 10-20-30, that's 30 minutes of physical activity. These are non-competitive games, cooperative kinds of things that use parachutes, hula hoops, beanbags. Christine, I'm sure you can remember last week when we were together in St. Louis for the training. We had a great time using and playing these games that the adults will be playing with the children in the after-school setting.
And, Pat, I think one of the things that I learned in the training session was that this program should be enjoyable and especially fun for the young people and for those volunteers who are 50-plus. So that was an important aha moment for me, and being able to just share that joy with the other participants was a great time.
Well, and it sounds like the older adults, they're trying the hula hoop too. Everybody's doing it together.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And it's not a game where people sit out. It's keeping children and adults active from the beginning and keeping them involved. So if there's a game, there's not an elimination kind of thing. Mm-hmm. If a child, for instance, gets tagged in a tag game, they go to a designated area and they do a physical activity. It might be jumping jacks or jump rope, and then they come right back into the game. So nobody sits out. Everybody stays involved.
Yeah, so there's a lot of thought that's gone into this. We need to stop for a break, and when we come back, let's break the program down. And we know generally the outline, the 10-20-30 outline, but so we can get a feel for, if you're in this 10-minute, what's going on and what are some of the things that will be shared with the kids and what the kids' response will be to it. This segment of our program is brought to you today by Turville Bay MRI and Radiation Oncology Center in Madison, where expertise with compassion is powerful medicine. Our guests are Christine Beattie, Executive Director of the Madison Senior Center, and Pat Gilbert, who is Civic Engagement Director of the Oasis Institute in St. Louis, Missouri. And we're talking about a program that is multi-generational between older adults and young children to coordinate the child healthy habits. It's called CATCH, Coordinated Approach to Child Health, and it's going to be beginning here in Madison this fall. So I will have more about this program and other exciting things going on in the world of seniors after these messages. You're listening to All About Living on Madison 1670 WTDY.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670 WTDY.
We're back with our program today on All About Living, and joining me is Christine Beattie, who is the Executive Director of the Madison Senior Center, and on the phone is Pat Gilbert, who is Civic Engagements Director of the Oasis Institute in St. Louis, Missouri. And the two are connected because the Oasis Institute has selected the Madison Senior Center to participate as a partner in the CATCH program, Coordinated Approach to Child Health. And this is a program that is beginning this fall now at the Madison Senior Center, where older adults will work with young children, two groups of young children, kindergarten through second grade is one group, and the second group is grades third through fifth, and working with children to build knowledge and buying into and having fun with good lifestyle habits. Healthy habits such as what are healthy snacks, what are nutrition guidelines that you should know, and participating in physical activities to keep moving and keeping your body healthy. And this is to ward off the growing number of children who are exhibiting obesity and bad healthy lifestyle habits in our country today, which certainly is a detriment to their own wellness and to our healthcare system and to their projected life expectancy. So, Pat and Christine, last week you went through the whole program. Christine, you were down in St. Louis, and Pat, you were describing in our last segment the 10-20-30 concept of the program, the outline of 10 minutes explaining a healthy snack, 10 minutes, 20 minutes on a nutrition lesson for the children, and then 30 minutes of physical activity. So can we go through kind of a sampling of what this is all about? Say we're in the 10-minute segment on healthy snacks. What are the kinds of things that you will be explaining to children and the kind of snacks you'll be making?
Well, one of the things that we learned about was what constitutes a healthy snack. And, of course, I laughed because even from my childhood, I remember ants on a log, the celery stick with the low-fat cream cheese and then the raisins, and having the kids make that snack and actually do the making of the snack. And then they have a handout of a recipe that they can take home to their family. So the hope is that the family will begin to pick up some of these cues as well and learn more about what constitutes a good snack for children. Some of the Czech mixes that you can put together that are healthy and good for you was another snack that we would have with the pretzels and the cereals, Chex. But Pat, you were talking about the demonstration in the nutrition lesson that you saw with potato chips.
Right. This is my favorite. People here in St. Louis kid me about it because once I saw this demonstration, I never wanted to touch a potato chip again, even though they're one of my favorite snacks. What we would do in this particular lesson, what I observed the volunteers doing, was putting potato chips in brown lunch sacks and letting them sit there during the lesson while the children were doing other things. And it didn't take long for the greasy spots to start showing up on those brown lunch bags. And it was quite a visual for the kids. This is what's going into my body. Look at all the fat that has soaked into the bag.
Mm-hmm.
The volunteer that I observed also calculated just how much cooking oil would be in a bag of potato chips. She converted the grams of fat, and she poured that into a measuring cup, then passed it around to the children, and everybody was, you know, taken aback. Nobody wanted to drink that kind of fat and cup of oil. So that was a really good visual, and it's an example of some of the activities, the kind of activities that the kids get involved in.
And where there was a similar activity that we experienced in the training, which focused on sodium. And so we were talking and talking about the sodium and the salt in foods, and we actually did a calculation and put salt, measured out the salt and put it on a colored paper and then passed that around so kids could see how much salt was in one day's menu. And these evidence-based programs are really designed well to help people understand the nutrition lesson, and they're so appropriate for kids in this age, in the two age groups that we're working with.
Well, it engages the kids.
And
on their level.
Right.
And using construction paper and things like that. But I remember when I was a child, some of the things that you see visually that are kind of shocking to you or ahas, those can stay with you for life.
Right.
I bet that looking at the amount of fat, just the fat that's poured into a little cup or whatever, and that could stay with the child and impact their decisions on food the rest of their life.
Yes. I also like the concept of go foods and woe foods. And then for the older children, there's even a slow food. So we're talking about the idea that no food is bad, but sometimes you need to go woe on some foods. I'm thinking about fried chicken with the skin on. That would be one that would certainly show grease on those lunch bags, don't you think, Pat?
Absolutely.
And then the go foods are things like vegetables and fruits and more healthy choices. So kids get a sense of that, and I love the alliteration of go food, slow food, woe foods.
What would some examples of slow foods be?
Well, it would be maybe that once in a while you would have lasagna. You would maybe have it with whole wheat, a pasta instead of regular pasta. You would have a reasonable portion size. So can you see all of the lessons that are starting to be built into this simple concept of go food, slow food, woe food? It's a wonderful teaching tool. And, Carol, you know that I used to be a teacher the initial part of my career. And so I really appreciate the way in which this program really provides simple and yet complex ideas to children in a remarkable way.
Have you designed a particular nutrition lesson for them? Are you using the My Plate Now concept?
Yes.
Of nutrition, where it used to be the food guide pyramid, which has been replaced now with just the plate. Very simple concept. But is this what you're recommending, that they plan their daily foods around?
And that is a change in the curriculum that we were taught about, that yes, we have a very strict evidence-based curriculum. So all of the 50-plus volunteers will be following very strict guidelines for the training program. And of course, the My Plate is the new piece that has been included into this curriculum.
Just as a reminder to people, or if some people haven't heard what the My Plate guidelines are, do you happen to have those handy that we can share how My Plate should look if you're getting a well-balanced meal?
I don't have that right in front of me, but I know that it's interesting because, this whole idea of the visual element, it shows you how much protein and what size the protein would look like, and then the carbohydrate, and then the fruit, and then the vegetables. And it really helps you to see what your plate should look like if you're making healthy choices in food.
And then accompanying your plate, I think they have the glass of milk on the side or whatever. Is.
Well, and of course, Wisconsin Dairyland, we have to have that milk on the side, but I think it probably should be skim milk, don't you?
Yes, absolutely, skim milk. But the calcium in milk, I know, as my doctor says, you make sure you get your calcium.
That's
so
right.
And the vitamins and the minerals you get from food are the most authentic sources. So although the vitamin and mineral and those kinds of that industry is huge and they're making billions of dollars, the best is to get it from the foods first,
right.
At least.
Right.
So any other nutrition guidelines, anything that you have to add to that, the kind of points that you make to the children, Pat?
Well, I just think what I might want to mention is Christine mentioned the nutrition lessons, the curriculum that's involved. What's so great about it is, while it is scripted, almost anybody could come in and do this. You don't have to have had the teaching background that Christine has. You don't need to have gone through a training as a nutritionist or a dietitian. For those who really want to be involved with kids, here is a great opportunity, and it's all laid out for you. And as Christine pointed out, it's evidence-based as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to stop for a break. When we come back, we'll find out how Madison people can get involved in the CATCH program, be participants as a volunteer on all kinds of levels, and the fun that it offers the potential for anybody here in Madison interested in getting into it. And our segment today of this program has been brought to you by Home Health United. You got a friend right here online at homehealthunited.org. And we'll be back with more of All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY after these messages.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670 WTDY.
We're back with our program. Our guests are Pat Gilbert, who is Civic Engagement Director for the Oasis Institute in St. Louis, Missouri, and Christine Beatty, who's Executive Director of the Madison Senior Center. And together, they are partnering on the CATCH program. And the CATCH program is Coordinated Approach to Child Health. And basically, in a nutshell, what it is, it's older adults working with young people, two groups, kindergarten through second grade, and third graders through fifth graders to build their knowledge and excitement for healthy habits, good nutrition, eating healthy snacks, healthy foods, and being physically active. And this program began with the Oasis Institute, the national organization that you're really focused on the wellness and the activity level, keeping older people active for life, aren't you, Pat?
Absolutely. We promote successful aging through lifelong learning, health programs, and community engagement. So there's a three-pronged approach to keeping people active and engaged.
And the important thing to remember is, I used Regis Philbin as an example up front, that that is what aging can look like. And it doesn't mean that you don't have, you know, problems or challenges. You know, he's had heart surgery and many things. But having this full, active, participatory life, that is normal aging, and it doesn't have to be a disintegrating or a put-out-to-pasture lifestyle. And it sounds to me like that's what the message that you're trying to promote.
Absolutely.
And this CATCH program is a new program that is catching on across the country, and Madison is one of the areas that has been selected to participate in it, where you're now, it's multi-generational. So it's not just about older adults, it's not just about kids getting healthy, but it's everybody coming together with the same goals in mind. And how many children are you now bringing this program to across the country?
The program got started again in March, and in just the last few months, we have served 860 children, and we've had 170 adults age 50-plus who are working as teams to encourage the children, engage with them in after-school or summer activities. Our goal for the program really is in 2011 and 2012 to expand this program to 18 cities in 14 states just in this two-year period. I will mention that our goal is 5,000 participants, so we're targeting 750 adult volunteers and more than 4,200 children who will be helped by the program.
That's very exciting, Pat, and I'm so excited that Madison Senior Center can be a partner in that effort with you to make this CATCH Healthy Habits program a reality for 50-plus volunteers here in Madison and also for the young people in our community.
Is Madison the only city and the senior center here the only place in Wisconsin that this program currently
is? I believe so,
in place?
Pat. I think that Madison is it. So once again, we're going to be the front runner.
Trailblazer.
Trailblazer again.
Yeah.
And we're excited about the opportunity to mobilize the volunteers here in Madison who are interested in our children and active role models themselves to get involved in this program. And it's very simple. We encourage you to call the Madison Senior Center, especially Rick Orton, our volunteer coordinator, at 267-2344. We're going to be doing some community informational programs so that people can know a little bit more about this wonderful program and how they might be engaged. And as I mentioned, Carol, we also we want volunteers who enjoy working with children, but there are other capacity-building roles for volunteers. That is coordinating the program. That could be marketing the program for us. That could be leading some teams or doing some training. So there are multiple roles for individuals to participate in this important program.
How many volunteers are you looking for?
Oh, I think we are going to find roles for many volunteers, and we'd like to have at least 40 or 50 volunteers engaged in this program by the time that we are completed with our grant.
And you will have a coordinator for this program so volunteers don't feel like they will just be thrown into something that they
right.
have no expertise or knowledge in.
Absolutely. We're interviewing coordinators for the program now. We have some excellent candidates. There will be orientation. There will be training sessions. There'll be a lot of support for and I love that you mentioned that you don't have to be a teacher. You don't have to have any special expertise. I think what is very much the case is you have to be interested in this as an issue and be concerned about community young people and want to do some good in your community. I think those are the heartfelt kinds of things that people respond to.
And it's a win-win situation because you get involved in something like this and you get excited and it inspires your own life. And if you're participating, you're learning at the same time. And sometimes, in fact, particularly in some of the physical activities and if you're doing the hula hoop, I bet the kids could teach the older people a few things.
Well, it's a mutual love affair going on there, I think, between the children and the older adults who are leading the program. Indeed, many of older adults like the interaction and the team building that they have with the other volunteers because it's a real team effort to deliver this program in these sites.
Well, Pat, as you expand this program nationally and Christine takes on the banner here in Madison and it expands throughout Madison, hopefully that, as Christine, she used the word role models, hopefully that you're going to have all of these people who are actively participating, but hopefully they'll be role models where it will continue to snowball throughout society because to have 5,000 kids on board is one thing. To have a nation that changes its attitude and its habits as a result is something totally different, and it will truly impact our wellness, our quality of life as people. And talk about, you know, our rising costs of health care. It's going to have a major impact on health care costs in the right direction and cutting back. There's more and more evidence that our lifestyle behaviors are absolutely a straight line to the cost of health care today. So congratulations to the Oasis Institute for taking on this program and spreading the word and the program throughout the country. And I thank you for being on our program today, Pat.
Well, it was great to be here. It's an exciting program, and we're so happy to be partnering with Madison Senior Center to make it happen in Madison.
Well, we'll be following it along the way. So continued good luck to you. And Christine, you have told us that you're looking for volunteers for that. But let's talk a little bit about the fact that September is National Senior Center Month, and there's Active Aging Week coming up at the Madison Senior Center. I recently received your latest newsletter, and I looked at it, and this could be for anyone. It was so full of energy and interesting things going on. you almost, if you have commitments in life, you almost want to clean your calendar so you can attend some of the things. So let's move into just giving people a little idea of all of the things. There's more than the CATCH program going on.
Oh, my, yes.
In fact, let's stop for a break so we come back fresh, and then just kind of run through all of the other ways to participate and have fun at the Madison Senior Center. You're listening to All About Living on Madison 1670 WTDY. This segment of our program has been brought to you by Gunderson Funeral and Cremation Care, the Life Celebration Center. The program is also available on carolcobyradio.com, Carol Coby, K-O-B-Y, radio.com. All programs are posted there. So tune in noon on Saturdays or catch us on the internet whenever it is convenient for you. And we'll be right back with our program after these messages.
This is All About Living with Carol Colby, Madison 1670, WTDY.
September is National Senior Center Month, and we've been talking with Christine Beattie about one of the programs that will be implemented and launched this fall at the Madison Senior Center, the CATCH program, which is an exciting program involving older adults and children, older adults working with children to teach them a coordinated approach to child health, healthy habits. But that's not all that's going on at the Senior Center. In their latest newsletter that I received, I was absolutely awed. And my first thought, well, how energizing and how fun. And, wow, things that are going on here have nothing to do with being a senior. They have everything to do with being an active participant in life. And it was just a joy to read it. And I had that reaction more with this newsletter than any other I've gotten, Christine.
Thank you very much, Carol. We're so excited because that's exactly our intention. It is when I look at our newsletter and I realize that I need to take time off from my work to go participate in one of our programs, I know we're being successful.
And I want to say just a plug for all senior centers. They're just a wonderful resource for things to do, a way to participate and be active in your life. But also, you're a resource if you have questions about anything or you need to get connected to somebody. I mean, you can just call your Madison Seniors or a senior center,
right,
and they have resource information available.
A lot of senior services and resources and senior centers are where people find out about the availability of those. So senior centers are in a very important kind of a gateway to help for families and seniors themselves to get services. But we're having, and actually our open house on Thursday, September 15th, will actually have some information tables for various resources starting at 10 o'clock. There's going to be over a dozen different organizations that will be represented there. And they have that mix of service and also interest areas as well for older people. So the open house on Thursday, September 15th is a really good time to come and take a look at the Madison Senior Center if you have not before. And
I see there are going to be door prizes.
Absolutely. We have a wonderful partner in Capital Center Foods next door, and there's a $50 gift card from them that'll be as a door prize. And we should tell people that they can get a newsletter mailed to their home if they wish, but they can also go online and get the Madison Messenger, it's called, www.madisonseniorcenter.org, O-R-G. That's our website, and you can go on there and look for the Messenger. And that will give you information about all of these activities as well.
And information about other things, like volunteering for the CATCH
Absolutely.
Program or whatever.
Absolutely. We're very happy to have the Madison Vet Center come and start a Veterans Coffee Chat at the Madison Senior Center. And it's going to be Thursday, September 1st, 15th, and 29th. And if you've served in World War II, Korea, or Vietnam, we really want you to come to the center. It starts at 2:30 in the afternoon, and you're most welcome to come. And we'd like for you to pre-register, and you can do that at our general number, which is 266-6581.
And I will have that up on the website as well.
Oh, thank you.
2665. What did you
say? Oh, I'm sorry. 266-6581.
6581.
81. Mm-hmm. That's our general number, okay. And our volunteers at the front desk will get you to where you need to be. And, of course, health programs or health information is an important part of what seniors do. We've got a program on cervical cancer, really good learning opportunity, and then a program on forgetting. Is it normal aging or should I be concerned? Also, a doctor's advice for proper care of feet and shoes, you know. So
big issue.
Yeah.
Big issue.
Yeah. So the health programs, I think, are very good. And then cultural arts. We're rediscovering Shakespeare at the Madison Senior Center. A UW PhD candidate is going to have a reading group. And we're going to read aloud Shakespeare, and that'll start on Wednesday, September 7th from 9 to 10. There's no charge for that, but do call us and register for it.
UW is such a valuable resource.
Oh.
I mean, here we have this international, this global research university right down the street from you, actually. And
exactly.
So many of them are eager to come over and share something of what they're doing.
Sure.
with the audiences.
And this is UW Humanities programs, and they want their students to go out into the community and bring the humanities to a wide variety of different populations. So we're blessed to have this kind of resource, as you say. We also have a wonderful monthly program called Book Bites, and we have authors who come every month and share a little bit about the book they wrote and some of the trials and tribulations of being an author and how they get their books published. And we're going to have John Gill Galley again on September 13th on Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and his book is called The Wind Knot. And so we're looking forward to that. Plus, we have one in October, November, and December with various authors. I think that's really great. Plus,
the one that caught my attention, because I would love to go to this, I have no idea how to do this, is Skype. Are you curious?
Yes.
And
yeah.
You're going to teach people how to use Skype.
We have a computer lab at the Senior Center, and it's wonderful because this new technology can sometimes be a little daunting. And that was one that I want to go to because I'd love to be able to talk with my sister via Skype so that not only can I send her an email message, but I can actually be going right online and doing it in real time and seeing her face.
I even heard recently that Skype can be used if you're out of the country, and if you go through Skype, you can make calls through Skype, and it doesn't cost the same as an international call.
Yeah.
But you have to learn how to do all of that.
That's right.
Well, and you can do that at the Senior Center.
Thursday, September 8th at 10 a.m., and that one we do have a small fee, $10 fee, which is very reasonable, and of course our space is limited, so call 266-6581 and register for that activity as well.
And you have the support groups that people can go to.
Yes. We have weekdays an AA group. We have a Take Off Pound Sensible group that meets on Mondays from 9:30 to 11. And our exercise classes. We have a really wonderful class called Strong Women. And it's a strength training class that improves the health and well-being of middle-aged women and men by increasing their strength, their muscle mass, and their bone density. And that's so important to maintain your health, and the bone density is really critical.
Well, for the next 2 weeks, we're going to feature here on All About Living the United Way's program, Safe and Healthy Aging, and the two issues of falls prevention and adverse drug events. And for falls prevention, the research says that 30 to 65% of falls can be prevented. One of the major components, and there are several things that you have to look at, but one of the major components is this balance and strength training.
Right.
And balance as well, not just strength training, but the
balance.
And that's what this Strong Woman class will really deal with.
Do.
And
it
Wisconsin has one of the highest rates of falls in the country. And
yeah.
people think it's because we have these harsh winters, but it's not the winters.
No.
There's something that we're not doing right. We also have a very good record-keeping system, so maybe some of these other states aren't recording as well
as we are.
But we definitely need to look in the mirror and do what we need to do to be as well as we can be.
Well, again, back to that idea of having fun.
Yeah.
Got to go to Zumba class, Carol.
Yeah.
Talk about fun.
Drop-ins
every morning, 12:30 to 1:30, and the Latin rhythms at the senior center. And these ladies, if you'll excuse me from saying so, they shake their booty.
I know. Shake it, but don't break it. No, I have been to a Zumba class, and oh my gosh, if you want to.
It's fun.
If you want cardiovascular workout,
you can get it. Oh, and then I've got to talk about retired Broadway dancer Jack Bray, who also teaches a dance exercise class. And Jack is, I found out, in his 80s and very proud of it. Retired Broadway dancer, terrific dance class. And that's held on Wednesday, September. It'll start on September 28th. Small fee again, $15. We sure hope that people will join in on that, too.
What I like about that is years ago when aerobics got started and there would be aerobics classes here, there, and everywhere, they would do that kind of dance aerobics or a jazzercise and movement, and you actually did some choreography, so it was as if you were doing a dance. Then they've kind of gotten away from that at the fitness centers, and it's
Well, Jack does a great job.
But
and
so if
people,
you want to go back to that old-fashioned dancing for exercise.
What a great model.
Yes.
For all of us, and Jack. And then if you've got photographers or you're someone who enjoys photography, we are looking for individuals who want to submit their photographs for judging during our photo affair exhibit, which will be at the Senior Center from October, for most of the month of October. And it's a juried show, and we'd love to have you participate in that.
Well, if you're 50-plus and you're looking for something to do, or if you have a family member who is older, want to get them more involved in life, check out your local senior center. It is just a wonderful resource for things that you need to know about the community, that you need to be connected to, and for a place to do some of the funnest things in life that you could possibly experience. Thank you so much, Christine Beattie. I noted that one of the programs that you're having is on, is this normal that I'm forgetting, or is there something wrong? And that's going to be presented by the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. Just wanted to throw in that their walk, the Alzheimer's Walk, is Saturday, September 17th at Warner Park. So do join in the walk, and you can learn more about that at alzwisc.org. And there is a Carol Kobe team if you want to check that out, too. So
great.
The leisurely or brisk walks start around 9:15. There's a little program and lots of food and activities going on. And if you want to do a more healthy run and get your body moving a little bit more, there's a 5K run that starts at 8 a.m. So that's Saturday, September 17th at Warner Park, the Alzheimer's Walk, to benefit the Alzheimer's and Dementia Alliance of Wisconsin. You've been listening to All About Living here on Madison 1670 WTDY, also available on carolcobyradio.com. Thank you, Christine Beattie, for being here. Thank you, Morgan Welf, for your wonderful producing. And this is Carol Kobe, hoping all of you go out and have a great rest of the weekend.